Hey guys, today I'm going to share with you why I spend actually a lot of time watching clickbaity YouTube videos, and the reason might just surprise you. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, so one of the things that someone asked me this past week at Dream 100 Con is how much time I spend educating myself. How much time do I spend learning? And I have a really, really, really weird way of learning. So I have kind of this like dual belief, but we'll dive into that for a second. So what I'm going to share with you is that I actually spend probably 30 to 60 minutes a day watching YouTube videos. Kind of weird, right? Like watching YouTube videos, checking out the latest clickbaity stuff, the top 10 things you can't believe that celebrities are doing, all of those things. I also spend a lot of time watching interviews with celebrities. And a lot of times people think I am wasting my time. Of course, right? It sounds like a total waste of time. And you might be saying, wait, what? You built your business to 7 figures and now you're watching YouTube videos? But sorry, I've got a really bad cough this week. But yes, absolutely. And the reason that I do it is kind of surprising, I think, but I love logging into YouTube on my, actually on my TV. We've got a smart TV, so we set it all up. This is actually a really funny story. So we were planning on moving into a house that we were going to rent. It was a really big house, beautiful house, you know, 7,500 square feet, massive, way bigger than any place we've ever lived. We live in like I think it's like 1,200. It's either 1,200 or 1,600 square foot townhouse that we share with 3 kids, a dog, and my father. So it's a little bit cramped because one of those rooms is an office. I have no complaints. It's a wonderful home. But we definitely could use some more space. But right now I'm working on a goal of saving $1.2 million to buy my dream home in cash. And that's what I'm working on right now. So that I have 1 year to do that. Okay, but we bought this TV. This TV is like freaking 75 inches. Takes up an entire wall in our tiny house. When we got it because we thought we were going to be renting this big house, and it made so much sense. We also rented this massive dining room table. I'm sorry, we purchased this massive dining room table that probably would have been like $5,000 to $7,000 because it's so beautiful, and we found it for $1,000, including 10 chairs. It is just like the dream table for Thanksgiving. So long story short, that table is in storage, and that TV takes up an entire wall in our townhouse. But it makes me laugh every time I think about it. However, what the benefit is that we can watch movies without paying for movie theater prices. But I watch all of these YouTube videos on there and I geek out. I'm like, oh cool, Ariana Grande is on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. You know, Kanye West had an interview on Jimmy Kimmel. And I sit and I watch these interviews, and a lot of people assume that
stay in the second lane from right.
Oh, we got my navigation speaking up. Thanks, Siri. So a lot of people think like I'm wasting my time, but the reality is what I'm actually doing is studying. So I spend a lot of time studying traditional marketing concepts, but then I also love to see the patterns behind pop culture. Why are people clicking on certain videos? Why are these the homepage of YouTube? Why is it that this video has 3 million views? Why did this celebrity say that in the interview? Why are they positioning themselves this way? And honestly, it is truly about research. I study the most successful celebrities for a reason. I studied the clickbaity videos because there's a reason. Why are they doing this? And everything is about getting attention, posturing yourself, building an attractive character, and knowing how to write great copy that gets people to click. Now, copy has changed. There are some things that will never change, but the words that we use have become incredibly and increasingly casual. And so a lot of people who struggle with social media and with Facebook advertising are still locked into the old ways of writing copy. And I personally embrace the new language.
In 10 miles, continue on to WI-64.
Thank you, Siri. So I personally embrace the new copy. What is the language that people are using today? And so I spend a lot of time researching what's being done. And I have this really strong belief that nothing that celebrities do is an accident, almost always. I mean, there's those moments where they have like a stupid thing that they do. But for example, Conor McGregor, there was really, really interesting timing for him. You know, he lost his fight to Floyd Mayweather. Of course, I mean, that one was a given, but I love Conor McGregor. And one of the best things that he has done is he's gotten attention. And I personally believe that the economic era that we are in right now is actually the economy of attention. It is a new era. And so I love studying how people are getting attention. And Conor McGregor, I was noting the timeline of different things. So he lost to Floyd Mayweather. And of course, there's probably a huge part of him that was nervous that he wasn't going to have a comeback or he might not be as relevant after that. Yet, if you look at the timeline, shortly after that, a documentary on his life came out that ultimately makes you root for him. You're like, oh, he's the underdog. I gotta get behind him. Like, that's amazing. And then shortly after that, he throws an absolute fit and throws a chair through a tour bus window, but yet no charges are brought up on him. So as I'm like watching this timeline, I'm like, everything is on purpose. This is not an accidental series of events. This is intentional. This is there's a game plan behind this, because there would have absolutely been charges pressed if there weren't a lot of people behind that meltdown. And so as I'm watching all of these things, as I'm watching celebrity interviews, as I watch Kanye West and his interviews, I literally am obsessing over the patterns of grabbing attention. And I think it's incredibly intriguing. So I challenge you to start looking for patterns of attention seeking and start to realize that maybe the things that celebrities are saying and doing are well thought out by their PR. Some of them are absolute masters and we don't even realize it until you start to dive in and see the patterns over and over again. And it's really powerful. Next time you see a celebrity in the tabloids, ask yourself, am I going to see an album or a new movie come out from them within the next month? And if you do, you're honing in on a pattern and it's so cool to watch. So I just wanted to share that with you guys because it's something I geek out on. It's one of the ways that I learn and it feels very, very applicable today, but yet it's rooted in the patterns of traditional marketing. So, I geek out on those things. So maybe that's why I'm feeling all introverted. I need some YouTube time. I need to study, but I hope you guys have an awesome day. I'll catch you out in the next episode.